the podcast from Belmont Chapel in Exeter, sharing the story, living the life. For more information, go to belmontchapel.org.uk.
Well, good morning, everybody. Lovely to be here. We've been away for quite a few weeks, actually, Kermit and I. And it's so good to be back in Belmont. So may I add my welcome to Sarah's. To be fair, if she's Kermit, I must be Miss Piggy. And that's not a happy thought. But let's have a think about our passage, shall we? I want to make two main points this morning. The first is that Jesus sometimes calls us out of our comfort zone. By definition, we like to stay in our comfort zone, but sometimes, as we just saw in that video, sorry, not that video, that action, that, what do you call those things? That sketch, drama, thank you. As we saw in that drama, Jesus calls us out of our comfort zone. The second thing is that nobody is beyond God's mercy. Okay, so those are the two big ideas this morning. And if you're thinking, what is mercy? Because maybe that's a churchy word and you're not particularly sure what mercy means. This is quite a helpful little definition of mercy. Mercy is the gift of God's undeserved kindness. Sometimes people talk about the difference between grace and mercy. And grace is when God gives us what we don't deserve. And mercy is when God doesn't give us what we do deserve. And because we all say and do and think things that we shouldn't, what the Bible calls sin, we all deserve God's punishment. But because the Bible says of the Lord Jesus Christ's perfect sacrifice that we will remember in communion a little bit later, we can be forgiven when we come to the Lord Jesus Christ and put our trust in him and receive his mercy. And that is a wonderful truth for everybody. So we are going to think a little bit later about how there is no limit to God's mercy. So in this morning's passage, we've got three places that we need to think about. The first is a place called Tarsus. That's where Paul was born. That's his home city, and it's in the modern country of Turkey. So that's one name we'll come across in our reading. Second place is Jerusalem. And Jerusalem is the capital of modern-day Israel. Now, that is where Paul had already been, and that is where he had been busy hurting, persecuting Christians. And then the third place is Damascus, which is in modern-day Syria. And this is the place Paul was going. Of course, he's called Saul at this stage, isn't he? This is a place where Saul is going in order to hurt and persecute Christians again in that place. And now we're going to read the story that we've already seen a little bit in the video and in the drama. It's in Acts chapter 9. If you want to follow it in the International Children's Version, it's on page 1280. But I've also put it on the screen because I'd really like us to read this Bible passage together. And I'm going to need your help doing it, if that's okay. So I'm going to divide the room right down the middle here. Okay, right down the middle. So if you are to the left, I'd like you please to read the bits that are in left, in red. You're going to be the voice of Jesus. And on this side, I'd like you to read the bits in blue. You're going to be the voice of Ananias. And you might think there's not very much blue, but there will be more blue on the next slides, and I will read the black bits, okay? So I think pretty much we've got a good dividing line here. Acts chapter 9 and verse 10. There was a follower of Jesus in Damascus named Ananias. The Lord spoke to Ananias in a vision. Ananias answered, the Lord said to him, but Ananias answered,
Lord, many people have told me about this man, and the terrible things he
But the Lord said to Ananias, so Ananias went to the house of Judas. He laid his hands on Saul and said, immediately, something that looked like fish scales fell from Saul's eyes. He was able to see again. Then Saul got up and was baptized. And after eating some food, his strength returned. Okay, that's our passage for this morning. Thank you very much for helping me to read it. That was really good. So we've got these two characters, haven't we? And particularly this morning, we want to think about Ananias, who's our person who gets to see with a fresh perspective, as well as Saul doing that. And we're told that Ananias was a follower of Jesus, living in Straight Street in Damascus. Well, that's where Saul was anyway, but he lived in the same city. And the Lord says to him, Jesus says to him, get up and go and see this man named Saul. So I want you to have a little think in your little groups, your tables or your rows, wherever you are, just for 30 seconds or so. How do you think Ananias felt as a follower of Jesus when Jesus told him to go and find this man named Saul? And why do you think he felt that way? Okay, off you go. Very quick chat. Okay, I think that's about 30 seconds. Okay, anybody want to shout out how you think Ananias might have felt? Any ideas? Nervous. I think you're right, Lyra. I think he would have felt very, very nervous. And why do you think he might have felt so nervous? Any thoughts? Yes, what do you think? Yes, absolutely. Nervous because Saul might have arrested him. Absolutely right. That's brilliant. Thank you so much. So I think that's true, isn't it? I would have been really nervous if I'd have been Ananias. So we're going to have a little chat now with somebody who's going to do something which also might be making them feel a little bit nervous. This is the avatar that Corey uses for herself, but the real Corey is even better than the avatar. So you come up here, Corey. I think we're going to just cut the live stream for a little Welcome bit. Welcome back, folk who are watching us online. Sorry about that. So when we go to our Bible story, what we really see, isn't it, is that Ananias came to see that nobody is beyond God's mercy, not even Saul, who had persecuted and arrested and even killed people who were followers of Jesus. There was nobody at all who was beyond the mercy of God. So this morning, if you've come to this place and you're feeling burdened by something that you've said or thought or done, or perhaps something that you've failed to think or say or do, know that in the Lord Jesus Christ there is mercy, always mercy, when we come to him and acknowledge him as our Lord and our Saviour, as Saul did. And here's the thing, Sarah mentioned this very briefly, but because Ananias said yes when Jesus called him to do something, the world completely changed. Just 250 years later, there were all of these churches all over Europe and North Africa. And in particular, that country of Turkey, where Corey and her friends are going to go, had loads and loads of churches. They've nearly all disappeared now. But Corey and her friend's vision is that one day there'll be loads and loads of churches and followers of Jesus in that country again. Amen? Okay. I think we're going to sing a song, so let's have the band up again to lead us in that. Thank you.